This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration buckled to business pressure and scuttled a needed health protection for workers on the job. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Occupational Safety and Health Agency in the Bush administration, recently tried to issue a tough new regulation to protect highway and roof repair workers from the danger of asphalt fumes. But business as usual prevailed in the Bush administration. The asphalt industry got wind of what was happening. The big oil companies who make the asphalt lobbied heavily to block the change, and the administration gave in. They rejected the health experts' recommendation to label asphalt fumes as cancer-causing. The administration set the permissible exposure level 25 times higher than the health experts proposed. There's no justification for that kind of political power play, Al. Next time you drive past an asphalt-laying machine on the highway, roll down the window. Take a deep breath. Should anybody be forced to make a living breathing those fumes?
Ted, not if they don't want to. But it sure sounds like you've been smelling something. I see you again jumped right up on the old regulatory bandwagon. At least you're consistent. How about a reg to hang Beware of Ted Kennedy signs on all employers' walls? Ted, if I had a buck for every recent OSHA regulation that used any sound scientific data, I'd be flat broke. No different here. Neither health experts nor the relevant scientific evidence supports your cancer argument. Risk assessment is plain goofy. In fact, the state of California recently examined the same evidence OSHA had, and they refused to list asphalt fumes as cancer-causing. Whiff that one. There is some good concrete evidence that we do have. Jobs would be lost, and highway budgets would not be able to fix our crumbling roads and bridges. Was that spreader for asphalt or BS? Hit the road, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.